I had to play first base that day, and I booted a ball, and I fucking went red.
Let's see.
I don't know. What's happened in 8 hours?
Can you help? Can you clarify the whole Ramon thing? We didn't know what happened.
Yeah. You know, earlier in the game, there was what we felt a balk with their starter. Plesac kind of fidgety. Paul came over and talked to us. And so then in Elvis's at bat, the last pitch, obviously Elvis didn't realize he was pitching, right? And I think there was some discrepancy as to where he set his hands and whether he came to a stop, whether he even moved his hands and just pitched. So with the frustration that Ramon's going through, well, all of us are going through, it was just an emotional kind of, hey, like towards Paul at first. And I think really the reasoning Paul gave me why he had to throw him out was it was more of the hands to the air and the direction of the hand, right? Which is accurate. You can't show guys up. You can have emotion, and I think Paul would have been fine with just the verbiage, but then, you know, it's the emotional outburst of hands and direction.
So it was speech, at bat, ejection. Is that how it went?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think speech is the right word.
Okay. Not like outburst. First score in 7 years ago.
No, it was more like wake up, yeah. All of us, and then at bat, okay. Didn't go his way. After the outburst, right? So even more emotion. And then seeing his teammate be surprised about a pitch where I think Ramon might have been the base runner when we felt there was a balk, but I'm not positive on that, so, yeah.
But you were in the dugout in 20, right, when Ramon did the same thing in the playoffs against the Astros.
In the Dodgers, or in Dodger Stadium.
Game 3, mm-hmm. And it worked that day.
Yeah, maybe I should tell him to do it from pitch 1.
How's Jed doing? Is it still wrist and shoulder?
Wrist and shoulder. Yesterday he hit, I think he was 70%. I'm hoping today he's back to closer to 90 to 100%. And he's available off the bench. I won't know if it's within at bat or like if I can use him to, you know, bunt or play defense if I need him. So
optimistic that for Boston.
Yeah, I would assume he'd be definitely ready for Boston.
Have you seen a 3-game stretch like this that Bethancourt has when he's just crushing every ball? It seems like over 102 miles per hour.
You know, I think hitters go through those times when you're seeing the baseball really well. Obviously, he's seeing the baseball really well. You know, he's been pretty consistent with, in my mind, taking good at-bats all year. I think he's 260 on the year. So, you know, he doesn't walk a ton. He seems to have pretty good hand-eye coordination, bat-to-ball skill. But now the power is starting to show up, which we felt was going to. It's just a matter of once you hit that first homer, then you're, okay. Like, you know, and now he's in a really good rhythm with it.
He has spoken about where he's trying to make contact and also understanding that may lead to strikeouts, but the other result is what you're seeing this week. And you're fine with that approach makes sense?
Well, it makes sense. I would say even if he's trying to make contact out front, which is where you get the elevation, the balls he hit out to right center aren't out front. It's the right path to the baseball that gives you that, you know, barrel above home run to right center. And then that contact there becomes that contact there, you know what I mean? And that's what we always talk about. Like, when you're back here and you're late, you're going to be under. But if you're behind I just refer it as behind, not late. If you're behind the baseball with the right direction, that's the result, what he's getting right now. You know, so he may, in his mindset, think he wants to catch it out front, and that's the homer left. But the homer's the right center, just being on time and yeah, the strength to do it. Him and Murph, both those guys. They can let it get back here and be fine. So,
is it hard to trust that?
Until you have success with it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't have success with it, you like Murph in Atlanta, those three at-bats is what got him back to getting above the baseball and being on time a little bit better was the direction of his line drives, right? Right center. Even though he didn't have success with it, he had one hit that way, but then Harris ran the ball down, right, and he hit another one to the track. And then even yesterday, I think his first at-bat was 106, didn't go out, right? So he could always say, okay, I'm done, I'm going to pull the baseball. That's where I can hit it out. But he didn't. And later in the game, it's homer to right center again. So.
Having seen Koenig once now, or just like his first start, is there anything that you would like to see him do in a second, or is just what were your thoughts kind of coming out of that outing?
No, I think the first outing, you never know how it's going to go based on nerves and you know how quickly they can get settled in. That's a really good lineup. I mean, he's going to go up against another really good lineup, but I think for us, it's just to see him, how he's going to manage the lineup, what his fastball is going to look like. I think last outing it may have touched 92. There were reports that he can hit 95. So I think just looking at the fastball command and life next start.
I think it was between like 86 to 92.
Yeah. And I think you could tell he wasn't completely right because he pulled a couple fastballs to righties that were in off like bad. So it's probably nerves. Yeah.
How big a deal was it to get Jimenez into a game where, not that every pitch isn't critical, but the game could have changed on one pitch where he had a chance to do things? Did he look any?
He threw his fastball more, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have to get back to doing that. He's got a good fastball. He's just got to trust it. You know, it got hit. Jose hit it out. And then he wouldn't shy away from it. So he's got to believe in his fastball that sets up his breaking ball. And he did that yesterday. So it was good to get him back out there for sure. And to have a little bit more cushion, to have the ability in his mindset to be free and easy. And you got to understand, and you do, I think you do understand, but these guys haven't pitched in these leverage situations all that much. And though they had success early, like they haven't gotten a break. Been allowed to catch their breath. It's Zach's, it's Danny. AJ's done a really nice job, but we haven't put AJ in that situation. Zach and Danny pitched in that situation from pretty much day one. It's a lot to have those expectations put on you and, to go out and have that, I would say pressure of performing every single time because it's a leverage situation and a tight game. And we've played a lot of tight games. So they're getting the experience, And then with the success or failure, it's always, the failures are what stand out to everybody, not the successes. Oh, hey, yeah, you did a great job. All right. But then you fail once or twice and, let's change or let's what's wrong with Danny? And like, nothing. This is like his 12th time trying to close out a major league game, There's something to that as well, like being patient with these guys and letting them grow in these roles, and they're gonna go through the failure part. So,
but that's why a day like yesterday,
getting them in there in that situation,
gets them a reset, kind of.
Absolutely. Maybe we. It'll be 3 days in a row if we go with them today. So, there's always that factor too to weigh in. But yeah, I felt good about getting them out on the mound again for sure.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
See you in Boston.